Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. A special welcome to those who are gathered here inside our sanctuary in the building. Those who are out in the parking lot as well, listening on our transmission, 103.5 FM, and also those that are viewing online as well this morning. God's peace be with you. Have you ever been in a conversation in which someone is just talking and talking and talking? And you really want them to just get to the point of what they're talking about or what the main point is? Like, you'd never think the pastor would be that kind of person, right? You never think that when I speak. And don't hit your spouse either. That's going to get you in trouble. You know, this morning we're going to hear from a fellow. When we read it in the Gospels, you wouldn't think that he's doing this, but he asks a simple question. Jesus is teaching in the temple in Mark chapter 12, and he just asks a simple question. What is the greatest commandment? Kind of what he was doing to Jesus was saying, just boil it down and tell me the basics. I just want to know what I'm supposed to do. And that's what he was saying to Jesus. Just get to the point. What is it that I'm supposed to do? We're going to find out today some great things about what Jesus thinks the main point is of life in this world and life under his kingdom that he has ushered into the world when we read this passage from Mark chapter 12. There are some announcements to share with you before we begin our worship here this morning. Quite a few announcements to share. Today is a special day in the church year. We are welcoming new members into our church. There's a special time for that in our service. But it's also a day to recognize the LWML, the Ladies Guild here at church. That's why you're seeing a lot of purple this morning. You got the memo to wear purple. I even see some men wearing purple. That's great. We're going to have a special time in our service, too, to recognize their mission and what they do right after the sermon. It's the LWML pledge, and we're very thankful for what the ladies do here at Peace for sure. Next Sunday is Red Sunday. We're celebrating the Reformation. It's a festival in the church, so you're encouraged to wear red. The following Sunday is All Saints Sunday. That's a white Sunday. You're encouraged to wear white. Pay attention, take notice that the newsletters for November are going to be sent out this week, and more and more activities are happening at the church, things going on. So do take note of the calendar and those things that are there. One big event that's happening is the Ladies Bazaar. That is on November 6th. And Janie wanted to share a few details about that. So she's going to come forward here. We'll have her share right here from the lectern. That's fine. Yep, just right up here.
Welcome, new members. If you don't know who I am, my name is Janie. It shows up frequently in newsletters and whatnot. I'm chairperson for the bazaar. So any questions that you might have, please come to me and ask. We have the flyer that is in the Northex. Hopefully everybody has picked one of these up. They've got very important dates on them. We'd like you all to read those over for us. And also we have made up little hand announcements that you can take, you can display anywhere. Or you can hand them out to friends and relations so they know what date it is exactly. I have a pretty much empty sign-up sheet. We got lots to do, lots of work. And so if anybody would like to actually help the day of the bazaar, please let me know. And also this next Sunday after church, would like some of the gentlemen to stay after if they could help us get all of the supplies down from the attic. That's a big job for us, and many hands make light work. Thank you.
Awesome. So, Janie, we're going to have you situated out in the narthex after church so people can seek you out with maybe signing up on your sheet. Is that okay, Janie?
Yes.
I love Janie. She's awesome. So that's really important. We do want to join our hearts and our hands in with the Ladies Guild and the bazaar that's coming up. Another activity out in the Narthex after worship is cookie dough. If you purchase cookie dough from Clara Stanley, she's going to have it out there, and she wants to give it to you. Otherwise, if you don't pick it up, the pastor might get your... No, he wouldn't do that. But we do want to make that connection. You'll be out there, is that right, Clara? After worship. And then just head on down to the fellowship hall, because down in the fellowship hall, we're going to have a little reception, a celebration in honor of our new members here at Peace this morning. Special recognition to those leading us in music this morning. Colleen's with us. We're always thankful to have Colleen with us. And also Karen and Nora Stanley are together, mother and daughter. Thank you for serving this morning in song and in word as well.